All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good night.
Okay. Hi, Cohen.
Hank.
Welcome back to the Bean Teacher Crime Show.
Yeah.
We're not talking about true crime today.
No.
I know y'all heard that.
I heard it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. How was everybody's weekend?
Fun. It was an exciting weekend.
What'd you do? Yeah,
work a lot.
Oh, same. Did Secret Santa shopping for the kid I adopted at school, so that was
fun. I didn't really do much. Yeah, my weekends are pretty boring.
Yeah. But it's almost winter break, so.
Yay.
Yes.
It is not.
It is.
You're a
liar. Christmas
is
literally in a week.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No. Oh.
Yes.
It's not even true.
Yeah, it is true.
It's going to be like next year.
No, because Christmas becomes a new year. Comes before New Year's.
No, it doesn't. Comes before Easter.
Go in. Shut up.
Wow.
Oh.
So
you had a topic for us today?
let's talk about what our plans are for break, and yeah.
But you had something else.
Yeah, that's later on in the episode, hun.
Oh, sorry, hun.
That's okay, hun.
My bad. Darling.
Okay. Huh?
Darling.
I thought you called me Ellen. I was like, what?
Yeah, Ellen.
Okay.
Like that one, like the Ellen, you know?
The Ellen show?
Yeah, but she got banned because she's mean.
Yeah, she's not a good person, guys.
Okay.
Moving. Are we allowed to say that?
I don't care.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. For real. I do care.
But, so, yeah.
How are you running there? My feet hurt. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's them boots.
My feet hurt, too. But
copycat,
y'all. I woke up this morning to the
BNT True Crime Show.
Word. Not the BNT True Crime Show.
Not waking up to your own show. Come on, man. You gotta heighten your ego.
I wouldn't even want to do that.
What's the thing called that goes off when like
alarm?
Yeah, but not the alarm, but like it's for like a smoke detector,
the fire alarm,
but smoke not detector. At school, at home.
Smoke detector.
So it went off this morning at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Am I a smoke detector?
That scared me.
Oh.
yeah, it scared me too. But,
How are you running, boom?
But yeah, so it was a little bit of a rough night.
Lovely.
So
back to
bed. But
oh my gosh, you were supposed to do that.
You can't yawn on the radio, Mister.
I'm sorry. Ooh.
You better keep that yawning down to a minimum.
Word.
If you're that tired, go to sleep.
Word.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, buddy boy.
Hurry up. Take your jacket off.
You have bedazzles on your shirt. But how do you say it? Bedazzles?
Get bedazzled, girl. You got it.
Sparkly queen.
Why did I think it was going to be so hot?
You are queen. What do you mean? It's always hot in here.
Sometimes it's bearable. Sometimes it's not. But
girl, why you lie?
Okay. I think that already passed. What happened this week at school?
Oh, swimming had a meet yesterday against, who was it? Crawfordsville, I want to say.
How'd it go?
We lost, but I think the divers, our divers won, mainly because there was only two divers from Crawfordsville.
Whoop, whoop.
But.
Yeah, but also, yeah. Sorry, winter break starts next week, which I'm so excited about.
Man, really just kicked you off that topic, didn't he?
Literally, like, you asked me what happened at school, and I answered, then you go to talk about something that's a week away.
Talk about yourself. Dang.
Rude.
Y'all like my cup koozie?
Oh my goodness. Dolly see, Parton. Look at him.
No, like.
With my Christmas Alani new.
Egotistical.
Heartbreak is one thing.
this is another.
Okay.
I didn't know you were singing.
Yeah. Well, as Cohen said, is there another part of the show? I guess there is, Cohen. Let's get into that, though. So, last week we introduced a new segment of the show, Conspiracy Talk.
Okay. Yes.
Tanner, yes. What's our conspiracy talk for this week?
The Simpsons.
What about The Simpsons?
They predict everything before it happens, guys.
Everything. What do you think about it, Cohen?
I think they got majorly lucky because they've been wrong about a lot.
I don't know. I don't really watch The Simpsons no more.
They thought that Trump was going to be, what's a good way of saying this? Big gone. But
asleep forever.
Yeah, but he's not. And they thought that what's her face was going to win? Kamala?
Yeah.
Okay, because usually I say Hillary on accident.
Oh, Hillary is crazy.
Yeah, they predicted a lot of stuff, but yeah.
It's not always right, but it's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of...
It's a little scary. Cautious.
Maybe The Simpsons are just real.
Word.
And it's just like we're looking into the future.
Mm. Okay, copycat.
Oh.
You're late.
Yeah, you're right.
You're late to the party, sir. I don't want to be here. I want to go home. I'm not ready for finals. And I literally have a final.
Today?
Thursday and Friday. And a lot of people only have it on Friday.
I have it on Thursday.
I have mine today, tomorrow, and Thursday.
Okay. Let's do some.
We literally talked about different ones. Nothing.
Let's do some. Holiday trivia. Okay.
Oh, is this my show now?
No. Your show flies through 100 questions.
No. It's more like 150.
Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. The Grinch lived in which direction of Whoville?
North.
Okay, you were right, but could you give me a second to speak? Hun?
You did speak. You were quiet.
In the song 12 Days of Christmas... How many gifts would you receive if you received all of the gifts you sing?
12.
Would it be 68, 364, or 982?
68. What were the numbers?
68. 364, or 982? 68.
What were the numbers again? Except for, not the 928, the other one.
68 and 364. 364. Tanner got it right.
Well, listen, okay.
Huh?
I just thought it wouldn't be very high of a number.
In the movie Elf, what does the fake Santa smell like? Is it day-old takeout, a fireplace that isn't Santa-fied, or beef and cheese?
The last
beef
one.
Beef and cheese.
Beef and cheese. Day-old takeout.
Huh?
Dale, take out.
Cohen got it right.
Yay!
No, it was beef and cheese.
Oh.
But Cohen said it first. I'm sorry, Tim.
Beef and cheese?
In the song 12 Days of Christmas, what does my true love send to me on the 11th day?
Oh, I don't care.
Is it 11 maids of milking?
Tree.
11 pipers piping or 11 lords leaping?
11 pipers piping.
You got it right. Look at that.
Wow.
It just sounded right. Made me happy.
In the movie Home Alone, how many siblings does
seven.
Kevin have? Does he have 4, 3, 7, or 5?
7.
No.
5.
No.
3.
4.
2.
Kevin got it right.
Yay. I don't remember the other answers.
La la.
4. Hi, what do we have? The memory of an elephant. Not actually, that's a lie. I have bad memory.
What is Christmas?
Well, then you do have it. What is Christmas?
No.
It's the time to celebrate with family and good loved ones, and you get presents, or maybe coal if you're a bad kid.
You get presents.
Huh?
You get presents.
You never got coal?
No, I was saying, like, the Jeopardy style, what is Christmas? You know what I mean?
Presents.
You did it the wrong way.
Pardon.
Pardon.
I'll take Christmas for 500.
Okay. Ooh, should we do it like that? Let's do it like that.
Okay.
Hang on.
I'll take Christmas for 500.
So what do we do? Like 50, 100,
200?
500, 100, 200, 300, 400. Does anyone have a piece of paper?
One through five.
And that said you can write on.
You have a computer right in front of you.
How about you?
A computer.
Duh.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. You got 5 minutes.
What did y'all ask for Christmas?
How's that so embarrassing? No. What'd you ask for Christmas?
Are you asking me? I asked for a lava lamp. A TV projector. And Fugglers.
W. Great stuff.
What did you ask for?
3D printer.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Mm-hmm. I can't think. A paintball gun.
Oh, okay.
And a four-wheeler.
I didn't ask for nothing
so
for Christmas.
So all three are
Oh, no, I have a big list, and it's all expensive. Mm-hmm. I'm just an expensive little boy. What did you ask for Christmas, Mr. Bryce?
Didn't ask for anything.
Why?
Because I'm going on a trip for Christmas.
Oh, my goodness, I don't care. You can still ask for stuff.
Exactly.
Who's at the window?
Shayna.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
The friend from yesterday. My friend from yesterday.
Okay. We're ready for Jeopardy
style. Was I here yesterday?
Yes. You were sitting on the table. And then I found glitter that was open. Mm-hmm. And then you wanted me to give it to you.
Oh, yeah.
And I did it.
Okay, everyone.
No.
Welcome to the BNT True Crime Show. Not even true crime
right now.
Are you joking?
Sorry.
But it's Christmas crime.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
I committed a crime and it's Christmas.
Oh, man. I don't know what we're going to do with you.
I grinched.
So, our possibilities for points.
I grinched.
Are the following. 50, 100, 200, 250, 300, 350,
oh my goodness.
400, 450, 500, 1,000, 2,000, and another 2,000.
Holy cow.
And then there are three bonus, which I get to think right on the spot when you get the answer, when you get the question.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tanner. What are you picking?
What were the categories?
No, it's all one category.
It's all one category?
Hang on, I'm going to put...
I want 250.
Hang on, I'm going to put...
What is the category?
Yeah, what is the category? Christmas?
Christmas. I'm going to put the thing...
One.
The numbers in
two,
the dog.
250. 350.
And then, Tanner, will you keep a hold of what Cohen's getting?
What about me?
Don't you have a paper?
Yeah, well, I'm saying, like...
What are you asking me to do?
I'm saying, like, marking off what he... Which one he picked. Oh, wait, I have paper. Oh, okay. Never mind. Silly me. Just mark off the ones that we've already done. So you guys don't...
Okay, I want 100.
What does Alvin the Chipmunk want for Christmas in the Chipmunk song?
What?
I think it's a... Hula hoop.
You are correct for...
100.
100 points.
I was going to say cheese balls, but that's a different song.
Oh, I remember that.
What's the third highest pointage?
The third? 200?
No. The third from the top. Like, what's the highest point?
1,000. Oh, it's 2,000.
Okay, then go down 3.
450.
I'll go 500. Christmas for 500.
That was such a weird way to ask. I'm sorry, but why did you ask it like that?
Because I was trying to get whatever the thousands were.
What three gifts did the wise men bring baby Jesus?
Ooh, I know this one.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, you don't know what baby Jesus is?
I mean, I do, but like, I don't know no information about it.
Hold on, give me a second. I know. Was Silver one of them? Huh? Silver was one of them, right? No.
Well.
I give up.
Oh, honey. I can't think of it.
The three gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I was thinking of frankincense, but I couldn't. And I had gold, but after you said silver was wrong, I thought gold was going to be wrong, too.
What just happened to you?
I don't know, but his eye got hurt.
I spilled my drink in my eye.
How? That doesn't make sense.
Sir. Magic.
Okay, I want 250.
You want 250?
You got mail.
Who? You
got mail. Sorry.
What fruit does Santa Claus's nose look like?
What? What are you talking about?
Cranberry? Or, yeah.
Is that your final answer?
I don't know. What other fruit is round and red? A tomato?
His nose is round and red?
Yeah, it's like...
I thought that was Rudolph.
Whatever, yeah. Right here. You know you're the master, man.
But, like, he has rosy cheeks. I don't know, man. A tomato or... what did I say first?
Cranberry.
Cranberry. We're gonna go with tomato.
Okay, Tanner. So, I thought you would have got this one right.
What?
Because it's your favorite fruit. It's a cherry.
This nose does not look like a cherry.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Santa's nose.
Cohen.
I'll take Christmas for $350.
Okay.
It's not a dark red. It's a light red. They lied.
In which country did the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree originate?
Oh, I literally just did an assignment on this. The UK.
Incorrect. It was Germany.
Yeah, you're right.
Tanner.
I want 300.
How many reindeer does Santa have and what are all their names?
Oh my gosh.
That's two questions.
Why is it hard?
No, it's one question bundled.
Those are two different questions. Cupid and Vixen.
Mm-hmm.
Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Guys, I don't know. Like, and he has, like...
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
That wasn't a sign for you to sing. Oh, I wasn't done talking. He has, like, 8, I think. 2, 4...
9.
Listen, Rudolph doesn't count. He's kind of
Let
a loser.
Let me count. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. Because he has 3 rolls of 2 and then Rudolph in the front. That's the only thing okay. I got right.
I'll give you it. I'll go ahead and give you it. Cohen.
Yeah, look
you
up.
You're behind.
By a lot because I don't have any points.
Cohen.
Word.
What popular holiday drink is also called milk punch?
Eggnog.
Wait, how many points did you want?
I don't know, 450.
Okay. That sounds good for me.
Yeah, 450, sir.
You're at 452, Tanner.
As soon as you said popular holiday drink, I knew exactly what it was going to be.
And also, don't forget, if you're just now tuning in, this is Bryce.
And Tanner.
And?
Oh, Cohen.
On the BNC True Crime Show on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, your station for...
Variety.
And we're currently talking about... Christmas
points.
Trivia.
I mean, yeah, trivia.
And our two components are tied at the moment. Okay, who are we on now?
Tanner.
Me.
Tanner, what decoration do people traditionally hang on their doors at Christmas?
Wreaths for 500.
I need to start asking you guys.
That is such a cheat. What the heck?
He asked before I could say how many points I wanted. I was like, okay. I'm going to go with 500 then.
Wreaths should have been 50. Such an easy
Cohen,
question. What?
How many points?
Max.
2,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see.
No
Which country Ow. Started the tradition of exchanging gifts at Christmas?
Man, I don't know. Hold on.
You took the most points, so you're going to get a hard question.
It's not a hard question. It's a dumb question because you made it.
Who, what normal person is going to know where it originated from? Or whatever the question was. I don't even remember.
Did you just let out a little giggle? You be quiet, mister. Let me think, bro. What?
No phone, honey.
Bro, I'm not even, like, gonna look it up or nothing.
I can see it off your glasses.
Nah. Nah, just don't worry about it, bro. Like,
the glasses are working against you.
Hold on, I gotta send a text message.
Nope. At this point, just guess.
UK or US?
That is incorrect. It was Italy.
I thought he was gonna say Germany again.
Tanner, how many points?
200.
What were Frosty the Snowman's first words?
Oh my gosh.
I'm Frosty the Snowman.
No, I know it. Please let me say it. Please let me say it. Please
that is incorrect. Cohen, would you like to steal?
Happy birthday!
For 200 points, he was correct.
Oh, I love it so much.
What?
Yeah, he says happy birthday. He doesn't even sing once.
Okay.
Well, guys, I haven't watched this since I was like.
Well, he small. Does sing, but he doesn't sing Frosty. Exactly.
He does sing.
Well, that's after he says happy birthday.
It doesn't matter.
Cohen.
Huh.
What item is typically hidden in the UK Christmas pudding? Oh my!
Do gosh. I look UK to you?
Ukrainian?
And how many points would you like?
50, because I've never even heard of this.
Okay.
A ring.
Hey, you were kind of close. It was a coin.
I should get those 50 points.
You shouldn't have. Tanner.
What?
How many points?
No, 50. 50?
You said 50, right? Sorry.
Yes.
What are Santa's little helpers called?
Oh my gosh.
Elves?
Good job. 1,000.
You want to go 1,000?
1,000.
Okay. Let's get her to 1,000. Who wrote A Christmas Carol?
Oh.
Last Christmas, gave him my
You're just like giving questions that nobody knows.
You're wanting the high points, so you're.
Yeah, but at least make them possible.
No.
Roald Dahl? I don't know.
Roald Dahl.
You know who that is?
No.
Tanner,
he made the BFG.
Would you like to take the option to steal it?
And like Coraline and like all those.
And try?
Oh, wait, no, that's Tim Burton. Tim Burton made Coraline. Yeah.
No. Ew. Absolutely not. No, he didn't.
Hold on.
Tim Burton did not make Coraline. What was the question?
Who made Coraline?
Who wrote Christmas Carol?
Who wrote Christmas Carol? Frank Sinatra.
I don't know. It's Henry Selick. That's who made
Frank
Coraline.
Frank Sinatra is insane.
I don't remember him by his name.
It was Charles Dickens.
Why would I know Charles Dickens?
Okay, whose turn is it? Tanner's. Tanner.
1,000 points.
How many points?
300.
300. According to the song, what did my true love give to me on the 12th day of Christmas?
Ooh. You're not going to give her options?
No.
Wow, that's evil. And a partridge.
You said how many points?
300.
300.
Okay. I don't remember how it goes, so...
The ballerinas.
Can I skip?
You cannot skip. I can ask Cohen if you would like to steal the question. Would you like to steal the question, Cohen?
Is it ballerinas?
It is not ballerinas. It is 12 drummers drumming. Wait, no, it's not.
Oh my gosh.
Hang on. I gotta find the question.
Darling, you need to figure this out.
Where'd it go?
Baby boy.
Oh, I was right. It was 12 drummers drumming.
1,000 points.
No.
Yes.
No.
What is the name of the ballet most often performed around Christmas time?
The Nutcracker.
For 1,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was such an easy question.
How many for you, Santa?
2,000.
2,000.
Yeah. 2,000.
That's right. In it to win it.
I'm scared.
Which?
Oh, no.
Bruh.
Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday?
Why would I know that? I don't know anything about the states.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Last Christmas.
It's popular in song, I can tell you that.
Oh my gosh.
Like, so popular. Close to Florida.
Alabama.
That was right. For how many points?
2,000.
Oh, good.
Why are there 2,000 ones? Who changed that?
Hmm?
Nothing.
Cohen, how many?
2,000.
Why are there 2,000? Two? Oh my gosh.
There's two 2,000s.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, Cohen, here we go. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What are the names of the three ghosts that visit Scrooge in A Christmas Carol?
Future, past, and present.
Word?
And also Jacob Marley.
That is correct for 2,000 points.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
I mean, Tanner, how many?
250.
250. We have this one, and then we have our final all or nothing. Okay, 250.
Mm-hmm.
Tanner, here is your question. In the movie Grinch, what is the dog's name?
Oh, you got this. Come on.
Max.
That is correct.
Huh.
Okay.
I love the Grinch. Especially the old cartoon one. That one's top tier.
Okay, here we go, y'all. For the final question, I have a point amount, but I can't tell you how much it is. Give me your buzz sound. Okay. Tanner, I would like you to add these numbers up.
Hold on.
Okay, we're waiting.
Hold your horses.
Hold on.
Go
ahead. 150.
150.
300.
300.
550.
550.
2,000.
2,000.
250.
250.
How much?
3,250.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Nope.
650.
650.
Plus 3,000.
3,000.
Last Christmas.
I gave you my
heart. Okay,
Cohen
is.
Is that it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So 3,000. Cohen is in the lead by 400 points.
Easy mode.
Okay.
Because he chose the hard questions, and they weren't even hard. You gave him easy ones.
Okay. I have the set point amount. Remind me of your buzzer sounds. Okay. On your marks, here we go. What animated 2004 film is about a train that takes kids to the North Pole?
Polar Express.
Wait. Polar Express.
I forgot about the
air
noise.
And Tanner won the last final question. That question was worth... Drum roll, please. Okay. 1 point.
Bro, what the...
Wow.
Sorry, 750 points.
For me?
For Tanner.
Thank you, for me.
Yeah, no, that's right. Ha!
So Tanner...
Ah!
Okay, please. Tanner won the game with 4,000 points.
Yep.
Okay, it's okay, Cohen.
Cheating.
You don't have to be upset.
You had to make the buzzer sound, and you didn't make the buzzer sound before.
I forgot.
Okay. Cohen,
you literally went,
what's your song for today? We're doing songs, not artists.
I don't know. Give me a second.
I'm doing Christmas song. So.
Boom shakalaka.
Should play
Last Christmas.
Well, Tanner's been singing Last Christmas, so should we play it?
Yeah, play that. That's a fire song.
Yeah.
That's a, just a group decision?
Yeah.
The OG? Oh my gosh, it's 6 minutes long.
Yeah, it's a long song. Play it.
Play it, play it, play it. No, play it.
Hang on. I want to see what other.
No, play it.
My show's next. I can just come in here and play it anyways.
Oh, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? Christmas right. Last Christmas?
Last Christmas? Christmas okay. Last is sorry. Crazy.
Okay, so Christmas is coming up for everyone. So, we won't be in here for a while.
Yeah.
Until the new sorry. Year. So, you guys will probably miss us, which is pretty normal.
Uh-huh. I'm mm-hmm. not going to miss you.
Okay, whatever. Going. You are going to miss me.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Yeah, it has been me, Bryce. It has been me, Bryce.
And Tanner.
And me.
And this is our semester finale episode. This is the 16th episode of the BNC True Crime Show. And for those that have been listening for a while, we appreciate you all for listening and keeping tuning in to the show.
Yes.
If you thanks. Find yourself over our break that you need an episode, don't forget to go wherever you find your podcast or audioboom.com and just search WBDG 90.9 and you will find the BNC True Crime Show there. So,
word.
Yeah. Any last words for everyone?
No.
Once again, Tanner won today and
sure did.
Tanner,
yes.
Go ahead with your catchphrase.
Which one?
I hope you guys are really...
I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. It was really fun.
Yeah.
What are we?
So, Merry Christmas and...
Happy Holidays!
Yeah. And Kaboom. Happy New Year's!
Shaboozy.
Shabuya.
Shabuya. Shabuya.
Roll okay. Call.
But, yeah. We'll see y'all. We won't see you.
No,
we'll
we
hear
won't.
From y'all. We'll talk to y'all.
Chicka chicka boom boom.
Bye.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Happy Christmas.